Amy, the Lord's Iron Mom Half Marathon on May 11th has already scads of registrants. How many people have you signed up for it thus far?
Well, right now we have about 760 people registered for the event, and that includes those that are running the 13.1-mile distance, the complete half marathon, and that also includes our relay runners. We have a 2- and 4-person relay option. The 2-person team would run like 6.5 miles approximately each, and then the 4-person team would run, each of them, their leg would be about 3.1 miles each. And so that total runners includes, you know, the individual runners and the relay runners. But registration is still open until Wednesday, May 8th, so I expect probably another 100 to register.
Runners are coming from where?
We have about 15 states. We have them from, of course, there's a lot of runners just here from this local community, and by that I mean like Paducah and Murray, Marshall County, McCracken County, Ballard, those surrounding. A little bit further out, we have a lot coming from southern Illinois, Missouri, and Tennessee, but we have them as far away as Florida, Mississippi, Colorado, Virginia, Utah, Arkansas, North Carolina. You know, they're just scattered out over the United States coming in for the event. Last year, we wrapped up with 17 different states, so I expect that the demographic breakdown to be about the same as far as their location for this year.
How does this compare to the first and second?
Well, the first year, we had a situation where the flood, if you remember the flood of 2011,
sure.
That was our first year, and we had to actually reschedule the event. I mean, we were working on plan A, we went to plan B, plan C, and the waters just kept rising and covering our route, and every new route we picked, we would run into some new problem because of the water. So we rescheduled it for June. Originally, I had probably about 500 runners, and when we rescheduled it, we offered a refund because it was our first year, and, I mean, it was just, you know, it was a difficult situation for everybody. So I refunded about 200 runners, but I picked up another probably 300 to 350 runners because then in June some people could train for it and some people weren't out of town. So our numbers were really crazy the first year. And last year we registered about 780 runners. I'm sure we're going to surpass last year's numbers for this year. I'm on track to, my guess is probably around 900 runners is what we'll finish with, between 900 to 1,000 runners.
If it's a beautiful morning, the event starts at 6:30, and describe the course. It really is quite a nice running space.
It is. We start down at the river. As runners are arriving downtown, packet pickup opens at 5 o'clock. So the sun comes up over the river, and I was down there really early last year. And I watched, you know, the sun was coming up as I was setting up downtown, and it was just an amazing sight to see that sunrise on the Ohio River coming through the flood wall. There's an opening where we set up our award stage, and that's also right where packet pickup location is. And so the sunrise is gorgeous down there, and then the runners started coming in early and getting ready, and you can just feel the excitement in the air. But we've got the beautiful flood wall behind us, and then got, you know, those historic buildings downtown, Paducah. And it's just a great event. And we have the national anthem performed last year and this year by Allison Alvey. And it really adds a special touch to the event. Then the runners start off down the course. They start down Jefferson Street, which is, you know, beautiful homes down Jefferson Street, historic homes. And they travel down Jefferson, kind of do a little bit of weaving at the end of Jefferson over into the Pines neighborhood, which is beautiful homes there, and a little bit of Ribbon Hills. It's not real flat through there, but not too hilly. And then they cross over Park Avenue onto the Greenway Trail. So we get to showcase the Greenway Trail, and that's really cool. They got a little bit of a change there, running on some nice, you know, gravel, a little bridge, wooden bridge. Then they come out into Noble Park, run around the park, and then get back on Madison Street and head, you know, which is flat, straight downtown towards the river, passing through the Lower Town Arts District. So they really get a good taste of the different parts of Paducah, and it's all a really flat course except the little hills in the neighborhood.
It just seems like it would be a really pretty run. Now, you're doing the race to benefit the Family Service Society. Tell me about that cause.
Okay. The Family Service Society is an agency here in Paducah, and they use their funds to benefit, you know, families in need in the Paducah-McCracken County area. In the first year, we had to reschedule our event, like I said, because of the flood. And even before we held our race, we were able to make a donation from the money we had already raised from sponsorships and runners' race fees to the Family Service Society because they were in need because of the flood. I mean, there was families that were coming in and needed, you know, bottled water, they needed food. I mean, even families who normally don't have a need for things like that were displaced because of their home underwater. And so there was a need for, I mean, clothing and just anything that they can offer. They offer utility assistance, food, they offer clothing. The first year, I mean, immediately, before, like I said, the race was even held, our funds were being used to help families. And then the second year, remember last year we had the heat, the horrible, you know, high temperatures. So the money was used, again, for many purposes, but one of the main things there they used the money for was to help people in this area keep their electricity on with such high electric bills, you know, in the heat. That was a real need. So it's really good to see our money going right back into the community, and, you know, you can immediately recognize the need that it's taken care of.
So what is the cost of entering the third annual Lourdes Iron Mom Half Marathon?
The early bird fees, that date has passed. So right now, registration, if somebody wants to run the half marathon, it's $55 for the 13.1-mile distance. If somebody wants to put together a two-person team, the fee is $100 per team, so it would be $50 for each person. And then the fee for the four-person team is $180 for the entire four-person team, so it would be $45 per person. And everybody that completes the race, they will receive a medal. The half marathoners receive a larger finisher medal, but even our relay team members will receive like a smaller keychain medal. And then, of course, everybody gets a shirt and a, you know, goodie bag and things like that.
You can register at PaducahIronMom.com, and forms are also available at Lourdes.
That's right. Lourdes Hospital has forms available. You can pull up the registration information on active.com. A lot of runners, you know, like to just go online and register, and that's available on active.com. And also we have forms at our Rehab Associates locations. We have one in Mayfield and two in Paducah, and also at our Go Performance and Fitness Club in Paducah. We have forms available. And if anybody just, you know, needs to contact me, I'll try to email them a form. We'll fax them. We'll get them a form or help them get registered if they have any questions.
Now, we're all accustomed to hearing about Iron Man events. Is this Iron Mom event unusual?
It is. And one thing about the name, because it is a familiar name, Iron Mom, Iron Man, of course, is a familiar event, because it makes the name seem familiar, but yet it's a twist on it, Iron Mom, it kind of tweaks some interest, and it gives honor to our mothers. And that's kind of what the event's about. We put the event on Mother's Day weekend because it is an event for our mothers, either to, you know, to run as a mother or run to honor a mother. We certainly know that they are iron women, iron mom. You don't have to, you know, be a woman to run in the event. It's a co-ed event. But that's kind of the focus of the event is, you know, the iron moms, to honor our mothers and or, you know, those that are women and mothers to run in the event.
Now, Amy, you're president of the Rehab Associates Foundation. Have you run this course yourself?
Yes, I have. The course is one that our local running club runs quite often, just on training runs, and then our committee. We like to run it before the actual event. We, you know, like to go through the course and actually run through the transition areas, and we do a relay just to kind of experience it ourselves and see, okay, what does this feel like? Is, you know, is this going to is this going to work? This transition area going to work? And where we're parking? So we actually go through the event ourselves and do run the event. Yes.
Well, excellent. I appreciate your taking the time to speak with me about the third annual Lord's Iron Mom Half Marathon, May 11th. I wish you a great success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.